Who tempted Eve to do wrong?
Satan, the devil.
How did Satan deceive the woman?
He directed her attention away from God. He caused her to doubt God.
What appealed to her?
She began to believe that the forbidden fruit would be delicious. She thought that it was beautiful, not bad for her. The devil appealed to her pride. He persuaded her to think that eating the fruit would make her wise.
What did Satan allege about God's motive for giving them that command?
The devil claimed, "Because God knows that whenever you do eat some of it, then your eyes will be opened. Then you will become like God, knowing the difference between right and wrong." Here, Satan was implying that God did not want them to be as smart as he is. That was a hidden lie.
In what way did Satan tell the truth? What part was true?
That their eyes would be opened.
Why did Eve persuade her husband to participate with her in eating the forbidden fruit?
Perhaps she wanted to be the leader. She didn't want to do it alone.
Why did Adam go along with it?
He was too weak to say no. He listened to his wife instead of obeying God.
When did they realize that they were nude?
The moment that they sinned against God.
What did they do about their nakedness?
They sewed together the leaves of a fig tree to make coverings for themselves.
Why did they do that?
They felt embarrassed. They now knew that they were naked.
What did they do next?
They tried to hide themselves in the bushes.
Is God a searching God? Was he concerned about them?
Yes. When they did not show up for their daily walk with God, God began to look for them.
Can you hide from God?
No. Hebrews 4:13 says, "Nothing in creation is hidden before God. To his eyes, everything is naked and bare." We must give an answer to God.
What reason did Adam give to God for trying to hide himself?
Adam said, "I heard you walking in the garden, but because I was naked, I was afraid and hid myself."
Why was it suddenly strange in Adam's mind to be naked?
Because sin had entered his life, and his relationship with God had changed for the worse. Adam felt really bad inside.
Did Adam ever feel the emotion of fear before this time?
No.
Previously, did Adam know what it felt like to be ashamed?
No.
Do you think that Adam understood what was going on inside him?
No, not really.
What were the next two questions that God asked of Adam?
One, who informed you that you were naked? Two, did you eat some of the fruit which I commanded you not to eat?
What did God immediately suspect that Adam had done?
That Adam had disobeyed him by eating the forbidden fruit.
What was Adam's instant response to God's probing question?
Adam said, "It was the woman whom you put here with me. She gave it to me, so I ate."
What was Eve's reply?
She said, "The snake tricked me, so I ate."
After that, to whom did God speak first?
He spoke to the snake, the devil.
Exactly what did God say to the devil, the snake?
God said, "Because you have done this thing, you are banished from all livestock and all wild animals. From now on, you will crawl on your belly, and you will have to eat dirt as long as you live. I will put hostility between you and the woman, between your children and her child. Although her child, Jesus, will crush your head, you will bite his heel."
What did God mean by the following statement? "I will put hostility between you and the woman, between your child and her child. Although her child will crush your head, you will bite his heel."
This is the first prophecy in the Bible. It is a prediction about Jesus' ultimate victory. It means that Jesus would defeat Satan by destroying his power over death. But in so doing, Jesus would die a cruel death on the cross.
To whom did God speak next?
The woman, Eve.
What did he say to her?
God said to the woman, I will surely increase your problems in having children. You will give birth in great pain. Nevertheless, you will still yearn for your husband, and he will be in charge over you.
Next, what did God say to Adam?
God said to Adam, Because you listened to your wife, and you ate some of the fruit which I commanded you not to eat, the ground is now condemned. It is your fault. As long as you live, you will have to work hard to make it produce enough food for you. Instead, it will sprout stickers and thorns for you, and you will have to eat wild plants. The food which you do eat will only come to you through hard work until you go back to the earth from which you came, because you were taken from the ground. You are dirt, and you will return to the dirt.
What is the meaning of the name Eve?
The mother of all life.
Why did God provide clothes for them?
To keep them warm. God cared about them.
What did God do in order to make the clothes for Adam and Eve?
He killed some animals.
Did these animals deserve to die?
No, they were innocent. They did not do anything wrong.
Why did these animals have to die?
They were a substitute for Adam and Eve. Sometimes others get hurt as a consequence of our choices.
Why were Adam and Eve banished from the Garden of Eden?
Because they violated God's law. They now knew the difference between right and wrong, and they could no longer be permitted to reach out and pick fruit from the tree of life. You cannot live in sin and still continue to live in God's presence.
How did God prevent them from returning to the garden?
On the east side of the Garden of Eden, God posted heavenly guards, angels, and a flaming, lashing sword to protect the tree of life.